Chapter 1. The cold metal and concrete beneath us allowed a clear viewing of the constellations surrounded by the arc of northern lights. I shivered as the wind whipped through the broken structures, howling like a mad spirit. In the center of the city, this building remained, stretching towards the heavens, and if I reached my hand out, I swear I could almost touch the sky.
"You really think there's anything out there?" Jaden asked,
interrupting my study of the vastness of the cosmos. "I have no idea." I blew on my gloved hands, glancing at his strong profile before I sat up. "We should be heading back. Your mother would have a fit if she knew we climbed up here." Jaden laughed with such a rich bass tone that it echoed over the decayed cityscape and stirred a warmth in the center of my being. Even through the thick coat, his muscles contoured against the dark fabric as his hands tucked under the back of his head. His bright green gaze moved from the starscape above us to mine.
"My mother would have a conniption, especially since she thinks I'm interviewing suitable mates."
He rolled his eyes and his lips toyed with a smile, but he didn't budge from his stretched-out position. Just the mention of his obligations snuffed the heat right out of my bones. Jaden Mallory, the son of Regent High Witch Samantha Mallory, had to get married before he turned 25 in order for the Regent Torch to pass within his family, as it had over the last century. His mate had to be of pure witch lineage, and not one of the hybrids most were these days. And his mate couldn't be just anyone. Those indebted in servitude were not allowed for consideration, which left me off the list of anything approaching an appropriate suitor. Not that Jaden had a clue how I felt about him. Never mind his lack of knowledge of the breadth of my powers, which I'd hidden all my life. I think if he knew, he wouldn't be caught dead on this dilapidated building with me.
"She's going to blame me," I whispered. "Chill, Star. I won't let her. I'll tell her the truth, that I dragged you up here just to get away from looking at one dingy profile after another. I couldn't deal with it anymore, and I needed inspiration."
It was my turn to roll my eyes. "Inspiration? Don't you mean some sick adrenaline rush?" His dimples deepened.
"Scared of a Ravager attack?"
He teased and poked me in the side.
I squealed and swatted him.
"Jaden!
Star!"
he said, mimicking my exasperation. I narrowed my eyes at him and sighed. "You know the magic is not as strong as it once was, right?"
"It will hold."
He sat up and we both looked to the west, to the edge of our sector where the protection of the invisible wall ended. From this side, there was no consequence in crossing through the barrier, but once on the other side, there was no way back. If the Ravagers didn't get you, the electrified wall would. Every now and again, when the wind shifted, I caught the shimmer of the barrier. It was much closer to the buildings than I remembered from the last time we played hide away from the adults. I glanced at Jaden. "Are you sure?" His gaze was locked where mine had been, and the small crease between his eyes deepened. When he climbed to his feet and offered me his gloved hand, I took it.
"I'm sure," he said,
but he certainly didn't sound all that convincing. He glanced back at the barrier and sighed.
"Sometimes I think I'd have a better chance out there than finding a wife my mother approves of within these walls."
His hand still gripped mine, and the slow rub of his thumb across the back of my knuckles gave my heart a start. I pulled out of his grip, feigning disinterest in his plight.
"Yeah, like getting married is so much worse than facing a pack of Ravagers."
I headed towards the crumbling stairwell and our safety lines.
"It is, especially if I don't love her,"
he mumbled behind me.
"And all the ones my mother deems suitable are only stepping up because they want the position. It has nothing to do with me."
I glanced over my shoulder at him.
"Are you sure about that?"
He sent a hard stare in my direction.
"They are the worst type of vultures."
He didn't wait, just clipped onto the rope and dropped the four stories to the beginning of the stable stairwell, bypassing the crumbling mass. I clipped onto my rope and zipped just as quickly, giving him my more sardonic smile and a challenge in my raised eyebrow. I was probably the only woman in this entire sector that could match him pace for pace on an agility course without using magic. Before he could unclip, I was off and bounding down the stairs at a speed that made my heart slam in my chest. Jaden's footsteps were only a fraction behind me, and his breath huffed in time with mine. I let out a laugh and chanced a glance over my shoulder. His amused gaze met mine, and the race was on. Instead of bounding down the rest of the steps, I planted my ass on the rail and slid down the flight of stairs, jumping onto the landing and bolting towards the next one before Jaden could reach the same spot.